Welcome. This class is about cultivating pranic awareness in the body. So start in crocodile pose, face down, forehead resting on the forearms, the legs separated comfortably. This allows your tummy to really rest on the floor. If this is not comfortable for you, then lie on your back with your hands on your tummy. This is really the pranic hub of the body, the abdominal area. So in either pose that you're in, bring your attention there so that you can begin to feel the movement and the more subtle movement of the breath there in the abdominal area. As you rest here for a few moments, the breath itself will become smoother, less jerky. The inhale and the exhale will become equal in quality as well as duration. And you don't have to force these things to happen. Take note where the breath might be jerky, or the inhale and the exhale might be uneven or not equal. And relax where you can. That will help smooth and equalize the breath. Also, if you relax the throat, the breath gets quieter. When the breath is quiet, it gives you more access to the vibration of prana. Without effort, but through relaxation, there's a steady flow of the breath. The inhale softens to the exhale. The exhale relaxes into the inhale with no break, no gap. So the pranic movement is always there. And you're not inadvertently stopping it. And with these qualities in place, then the breath can be deep without effort. In order to really begin to experience pranic movement, this is necessary, the breath being diaphragmatic and deep without effort. This is the foundation for all your breathing practices and pranayama practices. When you're ready, bring your legs to about hip distance apart. Now take this awareness that you've cultivated to the pelvic floor. There's a hammock type set of muscles, and right at the center, at the base of the pelvis, is the perineum. Take your attention right there. Continue to breathe diaphragmatically. And on your next exhale, draw the perineum up and inside the pelvis, just a little bit. It doesn't have to be a grip. And on your inhale, relax. It's like you're lifting the pelvic floor up into the pelvis. On the exhale and on the inhale, relax. Do this several times with the focus really narrowed down to the perineum. And the reason for that is because that's really the seat of many practices that we want to continue doing. So Mula Bandha, engage the perineum, lifting it up and in on the exhale, relaxing on the inhale. See if as you do this, you can get a bit stronger, but still no gripping the next two or three breaths. So perhaps the depth of the lift is greater. And the depth of the relaxation is greater. Last time. And then relax your efforts completely and be aware of the pelvic floor and specifically the area of the perineum. Just notice any difference, any change, any more energy there. If things have come up for you because you're working with the pelvic floor, just notice those things emotionally, mentally. It could stir things up. Just be aware of that, but don't get too involved. You're aware of the energy that's there. You've stirred up energy, whatever that may look like or feel like, or whatever thoughts that stirred up too. Be aware of those. You're observing. And then come into table pose. We'll do the same thing, but this time with the movement of cat-cow. So as you exhale, you know, you round your back, but pick up the pelvic floor. So the whole hammock lifts, your focus is on the center. As you inhale, relax the back, relax the pelvic floor, just as Amanda's doing here. Lifting the pelvic floor, she rounds and exhale, relaxing and stretching a bit as the inhale happens. And just once or twice more. And then take a moment and rest in child's pose. So there's a bit of a stretch through the pelvis, especially at the floor and in the back. See if you can be aware of any pranic movement here. And don't try to make it happen. You're not visualizing, you're not imagining. You simply rest your awareness where you've been working and notice the energy level here. So what we want to do is wake it up, make it more alive, but also use the breath to nourish this part of our body, to nourish our pranic area here. And now roll over onto your back. And we'll move up to the area of the pelvis. So we work the pelvic floor. Now we want more of the center of the pelvic area. So if you have your knees bent, like Amanda, and just rock your knees from side to side and start to bring the breath that you focused on in the abdomen and in the pelvis and bring it right to this pelvic area. So you begin to fill this area with the breath. So all the tissues breathe. It's not something that you imagine inside, but you allow all every tissue, every cell to breathe. Even the scar tissue has to breathe. So, and that's, the prana always guides the breath. So if you can feel the tissues expanding and relaxing with the breath, you know there's prana there. Come back to center. And take your hands and just place them on the thighs, with the base of the palm right in the hip crease and press the thigh bones away from you. So towards your fingers or towards the knees, and you press the thighs towards the calves a bit. Now tilt the pelvis so the pubic bone moves towards the navel. And that already begins to engage the vertical muscle between the pubic bone and the navel. Now, as you exhale, draw the hip bones together. So you're engaging horizontally and vertically as you press with your hands away from the pelvis. And as you inhale, relax everything and fill the pelvis with the breath. And as you exhale, do it again. Press away, draw in, and do this maybe 4 or 5 times. The inhale, you relax, fill, nourish. And as you exhale, you engage and cleanse. Prana guides the inhalation and the exhalation of each tissue as well as respiration in general. So again, you're waking things up. You're coming alive here. Being able to feel and experience the pranic movement. And then relax. and rock your knees from side to side again to make sure that you don't grip anywhere here. And then come back to center. Now, pick your pelvis up and move it over to your right. Bring the knees over to your left. A very simple reclining twist. Take your right hand on the back of the abdominal area and your left hand on the front of the abdominal area. So now, again, we're moving up. Breathe between the two hands. So you're really aware, between the two hands on the right side, you would have the intestines and the ascending colon and maybe even part of the liver. Maybe even part of the gallbladder. And you really want to fill these organs with the breath. And as you exhale, just two or three times, on the exhale, squeeze the muscles underneath your hands. And as you inhale, relax and fill. And as you exhale, compress and squeeze. So anything that is causing a block to pranic flow, you're beginning to squeeze out of the tissues. And after two or three times, then simply breathe here and let the prana go deeper. Let your awareness of that prana go deeper into the tissues. And then release your hands and come back to center. And breathe into both sides. And now is where you really get to experience pranic movement. What does it feel like for you? For each of us, it may be slightly different. But notice where you may be experiencing prana and where the tissues may not. Maybe on the left side that you haven't paid attention to yet, there's a dullness or even a vacancy there. So be aware of that so you know yourself when prana is moving in you and when and where it's not. And then pick up the pelvis and move it to your left and bring the knees over to your right. So now your left abdominal area is more exposed. Place your hands on either side of it and breathe here. Take a moment here. You have the stomach, the ascending or the descending colon, the transverse and descending colon, the intestines, the pancreas tucked in behind the stomach, and then the spleen to the outer edge. It's helpful to know a little bit about your internal anatomy, especially just so you know when the tissues are breathing and when they're not. We're not like an empty vessel here. We have lots of interesting things going on. When you're ready, on an exhale, see if you can use the muscles underneath your hands. You have three sets of muscles underneath your hands to squeeze these organs and squeeze out any dullness or lethargy that has set in or any agitation even that has set in to the abdominal area here on this left side. Because that would cause our ability to see and experience prana to be lessened. So just three, maybe four times, whatever you did on the other side, do that on this side. And then simply follow the flow of the breath. It can go deeper now. Your awareness of that flow can go deeper into the tissues. Maybe there's a specific area that you know you need that flow. Then let your awareness be there. And then as you're ready, come back to center. And you can always pause and pause the video and take more time here. So do what you need to do for yourself. When you're back in center, breathe into both sides and begin to dissolve our imaginary separation into right and left. So you're breathing into the whole of the abdominal pelvic area. And when you're ready, roll back over onto your side and come up into table pose again. And now we'll put these three things that we did, the three areas that we worked, we'll put them together in this cat-cow. So as you exhale, draw the perineum up and in, draw the lower abdomen in, and draw the upper abdomen to center and up. And then as you inhale, relax the upper, lower, and pelvic floor. So again, you have this rolling engagement up as you exhale and a rolling release down as you inhale. It's almost like you're pressing the pranic movement deeper into the tissues, and then you're expanding those tissues with prana as you inhale. So you're pressing, constricting almost, pressing deeper. And then as you inhale, release and fill. Saturate your tissues with prana. And as you exhale again, you're pressing it deeper into tissues where it doesn't normally reach. So you can wake up and be alive in areas that normally may be asleep or agitated or irritated or have gone missing in action here. And then come back to neutral and just take a seat for a moment. Be aware of this area from the pelvic floor, all the way up to the upper regions of the abdomen. You're still breathing diaphragmatically, and you're not trying to move anything now. You're simply resting awareness in this area. And at some point, you may want to go a little bit deeper with your awareness. When you do that, you may be able to experience the pranic movement itself. As you exhale, that movement is down from the upper regions of the abdomen to the lowest regions of the pelvic floor. And as you inhale, that movement comes up through all the tissues to the upper regions of the abdominal area. And again, you're not imagining this or visualizing it. Rest in the experience of it. Rest your awareness there. You may be able to experience that today, and it may take a while to get to experience that or have that feeling of pranic movement from the pelvis up on as you inhale and from the top rim of the abdomen down as you exhale, since we're just working this area for now. And then when you're ready, come into downward facing dog. So in this, you just turn everything that you've worked on upside down. And take a moment here. You're still breathing into this entire area. And then you want it to be expansive. You want to make room for yourself. And that's really that vibration. Prana is the vibration of consciousness, and that's really your core being. So where you experience that, that's the experience of yourself. And then when you're ready, walk your feet forward and come up into standing. And just shake out your arms and legs a little bit, roll your shoulders around, make yourself comfortable standing. And you still have this really nice foundation, and now we'll move up a little bit more. So bring your arms up and take a hold of your right wrist and lean slightly to your left. And here, we've worked with the abdominal area. Now we're working with this heart area, heart-lung area. So you've opened up now the right side, the intercostal muscles, the rib bones, the outer edge of the lung, the armpit area, the breast tissue, the chest tissue. So now breathe into that outer edge. Take three or four really conscious breaths here. So you're aware all the way down to the bottom of the lung and all the way up to the upper regions of the heart space. Filling the tissues as you inhale and softening any resistance to pranic flow on the exhale. And then come back to center. And release the arms. Shake the arms out again. Roll the shoulders around. Bring your right arm forward when you're ready. And draw the shoulder blade away from the spine. So you're not trying to destabilize the shoulder joint, but actually moving the shoulder blade away from the spine to give your lung more room. And then bend the elbow. Wrap the right arm with the left. And if it's not comfortable for you to clasp your hands, you can just rest them on the opposite shoulder. And then bring your elbows up and down like Amanda is doing so that you actually stir up the back part of the lung heart area. So wherever it's been stiff or frozen or there's a lack of movement, you have the ability now to undo the tension that's there that would create a stiffness in movement. And then leave your elbows down and bend your knees and rest your head and your body, your torso forward, so that now this is wide open. Now bring your awareness here to the back of your right lung, and again, fill the space as you inhale, and as you exhale, soften the resistance. And as you inhale, you fill the space here so that every part of the heart, lung in this area, of the rib bones themselves, as well as the muscles between the ribs, everything gets to breathe. Everything gets the movement of the breath. And the last breath you take here, take a deeper breath through your nostrils and then exhale through your mouth to let go of staleness. And then release your arms and come up. Shake your arms out, roll the shoulders around, whatever feels comfortable for you to balance. And then when you're ready, take both hands on the right side of your chest, breast area, and move the tissue slightly to the right, away from center. Turn your head slightly to the left. So you have lots of room through the trachea and the bronchial area and the lung area to get the breath down to the front of the lung area, front of the chest area. So now breathe into all the tissue underneath your hands, whether it's glands, muscles, skin. Just breathe into the chest tissue, the breast tissue, the bone, the rib bones, the intercostal muscles, the pectoral muscles, as well as the lung itself, the front of your right lung. It's so intimate with the heart. The lungs are so intimate. They have such a beautiful relationship. And we can have such a profound effect on the amount of energy our heart has by the way we breathe. When you're ready, release the hands and bring your head back to center. Shake the hands out, roll the shoulders around. And then one more time, take the arms up, take a hold of your right wrist, and again, lean over to the left. So we did the outer edge, the back, and the front. Now look at the inner edge of your right lung where it meets the heart, where they have that really close relationship. And stay with your attention right there. We may get a little congested here where the lung and the heart meet. And what we want to do is begin through the breath to release some of that congestion. That may be emotional congestion, mental congestion, doubt or fear, grief or loss or sorrow, as well as physical congestion. So whatever it is, let the inhale nourish this area and let the exhale gradually begin to soften the grip of that congestion. And when you're ready, come back to center. Release the arms, roll the shoulders around, shake out the arms, and then pause. So now you've spent a lot of time on this right side, enhancing the ability to be aware of your own pranic movement. So take advantage of that. See the difference for yourself. Not only on the level of the surface, but go in a little bit deeper to the unknown territory here. And see where prana flows. And where it may not, where there may be obstacles to that movement of consciousness. And soften there. Be kinder to yourself there. That's where you need it. Notice the difference between the right side and the left side. What flow feels like, what prana, the experience of prana is for you. And then as you're ready, bring the arms up and take a hold of your left wrist. So now we'll do the other side. Lean slightly over to your right. It doesn't have to be a lot, just enough to give this left side a bit more stretch. And through the rib bones, the intercostal muscles, the bones themselves, the lymph nodes in the armpit area, the chest tissue, the breast tissue, and the lung tissue. Be aware, this whole outer edge of your left side, and where you can, breathe. And where you can't, soften. Rather than trying to push into something around your heart space, it's much kinder just to soften and allow. And have faith in your own experience, in your own ability to allow pranic movement. It'll happen. But not with force. And then come back to center, release the arms, and roll the shoulders around, shake the arms out, whatever you need to do to kind of balance. And when you're ready, bring the left arm forward, take a hold above the elbow, and again, you're drawing the shoulder blade away from the spine, and then bend the elbow and wrap this arm with your right arm. Again, you can rest your hands on your shoulders if that's more comfortable. Either way, raise your elbows so you stir up the back area, allowing anything that's become frozen back here to begin to thaw. And then when you're ready, bring your elbows and just rest them down, bend your knees and release forward, release the head and the back. You exaggerate this thoracic curve. Find the back of your left lung. And fill the lung with the breath, filling the rib cage, filling the muscles behind it, filling the area underneath and around the shoulder blade even. So this whole part of the heart space begins to be nourished by the breath as well as cleansed. So again, whatever suffering you've held in the back of the heart on the left side, known or unknown, recognized or not maybe recognized, maybe there's just a tightness or a stiffness, let the breath be there. Whether it's mental or emotional or a physical block, prana works on all levels of our being to help us heal, to help us come back to our wholeness, to remind us that prana is consciousness itself and the vibration of that consciousness that supports and is our tissues. Last breath, a deep inhale through your nostrils, the exhale through your mouth to get out any staleness, and then release your arms and come up. Shake the arms out, roll the shoulders around. And then bring the hands to the front of the left chest, breast area. Move the tissue slightly away from center and turn your head in the opposite direction. And at first, just be aware of what's underneath your hands. Just take your awareness there to the skin, the tissues, the scars that you may have physically or emotionally, mentally. So before you get to the very subtle pranic movement, you're aware of what the space is. And then you can bring your attention to the breath here and let all the tissues breathe. So everything begins to awaken with pranic movement in a very kind way, not in an explosive way, but a very gentle, soothing way. The inhale comforts. The exhale softens the grip of suffering. And the inhale and the exhale are both guided by prana. When you're ready, you release the hands, bring your head back to center, roll the shoulders around, shake out your arms a bit. And then bring your arms up over the head again. Take a hold of your left wrist and go back to the right slightly. So we've done Again, the outside, the back, the front. Now the inner edge, right where the lung meets the heart, right in that really sacred space internally of bringing prana to our own heart. Be there and soothe the tissues that are here that have been interrupted for any reason, that have been congested for any reason, physically, emotionally, or mentally. The inhale is ultimately guided by the pranic movement, the vibration of consciousness. But in truth, it's really benevolence itself. It's really kindness itself that's settling into the tissues. So where you've been scarred or hurt or for any reason, there's been an obstacle or resistance to the breath, be kinder to yourself there. Soften to the ability of the breath to heal, to be present, to complete you, to remind you. And when you're ready, come back to center, release the arms, and again, roll your shoulders around, shake out, do what you need to do. And then take a moment here again. We've worked on the right side, we've worked on the left side, but let's dissolve the division between the sides and just be aware of this whole space, both sides, as well as front and back. And again, it's very subtle. Prana is very subtle. So it's not that you have to breathe big or hold yourself. Let it slip deeper into the tissues. It will do that. And the thing about it, prana, is that it's very intelligent. It knows exactly where it needs to go. More so than us trying to guide it with our manas, with our mind, we can surrender to the intelligence that is prana and let it go exactly where it needs to go to remind our heart of the strength and the purpose and the courage and the faith and the love and the kindness that's already there. And now we'll move up and just work with the neck for a bit in a similar manner. So roll your shoulders around and just stir things up here, especially if you're tight. This is helpful. Stir things up to loosen. And then when you're ready, just drop your right ear to the right shoulder so that you actually lengthen here. And we're not going to lengthen any more than this, but bring your right arm up over your left ear. And rather than draw the head down, we want to just drop the shoulders and then press the head up into the hand. So you're actually strengthening this side as the head comes up. So there's a resistance stretch and then release. And now just feel right side, left side. Notice any difference. You want strength here. You want your voice to be strong. You want the pranic flow to be able to be strong. You want this stronger. And then when you're ready, drop the left ear to the left shoulder. Take the left arm up over the right ear. And again, drop the shoulders, and that's enough stretch. You don't need to pull the head down. But then press the head up into the hand with resistance so that it comes back to center, but now this side is stronger. And then release your hand. And again, roll your shoulders around. Make sure you didn't grip anywhere. And then bring your hands behind your head and cup the back of your skull. And I'm going to turn Amanda around so that you can actually see she's got the index finger right at the base of her skull. So you want space here. And oftentimes we get so constricted. So now she's going to lift here and then turn back around. So she's lifting and then bring the chin straight back without lifting the chin. So you actually strengthen this area in the back of your neck as you lift and press. And keep breathing and then release. And shake the hands out again. Now, take your right fist to the forehead. We want to strengthen this area in the front. Press your head against your fist. And again, not to aggravate, but you can see all these muscles now are engaged. And that's what you want. You want the engagement of these muscles. Often this gets weak, and then we spill chronically our words, our everything just kind of comes out our mouth. So strengthen here, and then release. And roll the shoulders around again. And then one more time, take the back of your head and lift up. So you're lifting straight up like you're on traction. And then press the head back into the hands without lifting the chin or drawing it further down. You want it neutral. You may be able to feel a lengthening here and a strengthening here in the back of your neck, as well as space underneath the skull. And then release. And keep that space to the best of your ability by bringing the awareness of the breath here. And then bring your left fist to the forehead and keeping the space, engage here in the front of the throat by pressing your head against your hand. And then release. And roll the shoulders around, shake the arms out. And then just do a sweeping inhale up and exhale down, just once or twice. Just kind of let it all go. And then release and come back to downward facing dog. Now we'll turn it upside down again. So we worked the lower part of the body up to the upper abdominal area, and now the heart and neck and throat, and let this energy now move through and support the brain tissue and all the senses, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, the root of your tongue. And then have a seat. Just briefly. Without trying to do anything, be aware of the pranic movement in the heart and neck area, where you might have awakened it, where it might still be a little bit congested or clogged. Be aware of that. And to the best of your ability, surrender into the pranic movement. So you're moving into it without collapse. And you may notice, as you go deeper with your awareness, you may notice that this area that we just worked on a deeper level, that pranic flow, the exhalation, the prana moves down. On the inhalation, the prana moves up. So if you do experience that, then just rest in that experience. You don't have to make it up. And now lie on your back and rest. We'll do a brief shavasana. You can stay in shavasana as long as you like. But we'll do a simple shavasana. Make sure that you're comfortable. Once you've awakened prana in the body and there's a natural movement of prana in the body, it can allow the body to reach stillness more deeply because it's not being pulled by this or by that. There's a flow. So let the body become still to the best of your ability, where on an energetic level, there's no tug of war. There's no struggle in the body. The bones rest, the muscles rest, the tissues, the organs, the glands. Everything softens comfortably. when the body is still, it allows us to see, observe, experience a little bit more deeply. The breath at this point is effortless. We breathed into this area, that area, we experienced this, experienced that, but now there's no effort at all in our breathing. In the Yoga Sutras, it's called Prayatna Shaitilya. Slight amount of effort, but no tension. There's no tension in the breathing. And then that allows us to focus on even deeper, the infinite vastness, the infinite space. So we'll move our awareness through the body just briefly to remind ourselves to find stillness and be aware. It's not that you're trying to do anything at these spaces. You're simply resting awareness there. We'll start at the crown. Move down to the center of the mind, deep in the forehead. Just moving awareness. Resting it there. And move awareness to the throat, the center of the throat area, the shoulder joints, elbows, wrists, and tips of your thumbs and fingers. Resting awareness here. And then move awareness back to the wrists, elbows, shoulder joints, throat. Now bring awareness to the center of your heart space and rest your awareness here for a moment. Now move awareness to the center of the abdomen. The center of the pelvis. The perineum at the base of the pelvis. The hip joints. Knees. Ankles, and the tips of your toes. Rest awareness at the tips of your toes. The body is still, the breath effortless. And then bring awareness back to the ankles, knees, hip joints, the root of your spine, the tailbone, just above the tailbone, the sacrum, the low back spine behind the navel, the heart spine between the shoulder blades, the neck spine at the base of the skull, and then rest awareness again in its home, at the center of the mind, deep in the forehead. And do let it rest. Take your time. When you're ready, deepen your breath. Wiggle your hands and your feet and roll over onto your side. In your own time, come up to a comfortable seated position. Thank you for joining us for this practice on cultivating awareness of pranic movement in the body. This in and of itself is a good practice to cultivate for yourself, but it also is a wonderful preparation and foundation for more advanced pranayama practices. So enjoy the movement that you have now, and thank you.